With Montana News, I'm Cassidy Alexander. The U.S. Supreme Court agreed today to hear an appeal from the Atlantic Richfield Company, according to the Montana Standard. The case will decide if residents of Opportunity and Crackerville can continue their decade-long effort to get the company to pay for a more thorough cleanup of the arsenic left on properties after a century of copper smelting. The Montana Supreme Court ruled for the residents in December of 2017. They sued in 2008 to force Atlantic Richfield to reduce arsenic levels to the area's estimated background level, 25 parts per million. The EPA said cleanup was required when arsenic levels were above an acceptable level of 250 parts per million. Atlantic Richfield appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court, arguing federal law prohibited state lawsuits from interfering with an ongoing cleanup. A judge awarded more than $500,000 to the family of a quadriplegic man who died from complications from an injury he suffered inside a Montana care facility. The Billings Gazette reported Sunday that Advanced Care in Billings was ordered to pay the amount in the wrongful death lawsuit filed by the family of 62-year-old Kevin Decker, who died in November 2017.
With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. A Montana judge has dropped two counts in a complaint claiming the Miles City School District failed to stop an athletic trainer from sexually abusing as many as 100 boys under the guise of improving athletic performance. The Billings Gazette reports District Judge Nicholas Murnian ruled today the school district couldn't be held vicariously liable for James Doc Jensen's actions. Murnian dismissed another complaint, saying Montana law in the late 1990s did not require the district to report alleged abuse by school employees to the state health department. The district must still defend itself against allegations, including negligent retention and supervision of Jensen and failure to protect students. The statute of limitations has expired, and Jensen does not face criminal charges for the alleged abuse. He has pleaded guilty to a federal enticement charge. Federal authorities are taking public comments on a plan to conduct an extensive environmental study involving killing wolves and other predators in Idaho that attack livestock, deer, and elk. The U.S. Department of Agriculture today said it will take comments through July 10 on a planned environmental impact statement. A federal judge ordered the study last year after ruling the Agriculture Department's Wildlife Services violated environmental laws by not providing the justification to support its decision to expand killing mountain lions, coyotes, bears, and other predators in Idaho. The new environmental impact statement will replace the agency's 2016 Idaho environmental assessment involving those predators. The state is reassessing the possibility of building a new Montana History Museum at the site of the now-demolished Capitol Hill Mall in Helena, the Independent Record reports. The re-evaluation is required under legislation passed by lawmakers who also passed a bill to increase a lodging tax this year to raise money for a larger museum. In 2007, consultants and the state architect recommended the state remodel and expand the current museum near the Capitol building. Historical Society Director Bruce Wittenberg says that site remains a priority. The first Democratic candidate for Montana governor has filed her paperwork with state regulators. Former State Representative Riley Neal of Livingston pledges to carry on Governor Steve Bullock's legacy. So far, five Republicans have announced gubernatorial campaigns, including Congressman Greg Gianforte. In the 2016 governor's race, Gianforte raised $8.5 million and lost to Bullock, who raised $3.3 million.
I'm hopeful that I could raise at least $500,000, but I hope that going forward that at least I'll be able to motivate some of these voters, like I was able to in my House run, who just feel a bit disenfranchised or forgotten by the political system.
Neal, who's 45, is editor of the arts and culture publication Montana Press Monthly. The other Republicans running are Tim Fox, Al Olszewski, Corey Stapleton, and Gary Perry. A man died in a crash after a deer ran in front of his ATV on U.S. Highway 12 near Townsend. The Independent Record reports that 67-year-old Michael Allen Brenner of Phillipsburg died Saturday afternoon at the Broadwater Health Center of injuries suffered in the collision. Brenner's female passenger suffered minor injuries and was released from the health center Saturday night. Neither was wearing a helmet. Authorities have confirmed a second case of measles in the Idaho Panhandle. The Moscow Pullman Daily News reports that the patient in Latah County is a family member of a young child who was confirmed as the first case last week. The child had one measles vaccine, but had not had the second dose due to age. Both are believed to have been exposed during international travel. The cases are the first instances of measles in Idaho since 2001. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.